the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. There's so much power in our faith, especially we as Catholics, and there's so much power in the name of Jesus. And this is something that is so clear, especially today on this feast of Saint Joseph. Like, this is a beautiful feast, especially in the midst of Lent, you know. And if Lent has been hard, today is a beautiful day to rejoice. You know, you can have a little bit of sweets today, maybe. What you've given up, it's a feast day. And it's a day to definitely rejoice and to give thanks to God for the beautiful gift of St. Joseph. So I just want to, first of all, acknowledge our .com teens, our leaders, especially our men's group as well from St. Thomas and Mother of God for being here today. This is a beautiful day that we get to celebrate together as Catholics, as brothers and sisters. I love the Acts of the Apostles. If you've never read the Acts of the Apostles, it's such a powerful book in the Bible, and it comes right after the Gospels. And the Acts of the Apostles are all about, it's about the early church. Right after Jesus ascends into heaven, that's written in the Acts of the Apostles, it talks about the different ways that God worked, that the Holy Spirit worked in the early church. And today's reading is so important because it truly shows the power of our faith, the power of our church, the power of Jesus, the power of Catholicism. What happens? St. Paul is filled with Jesus. He's filled with the Holy Spirit so much that he's filled with this power that people are touching their handkerchiefs and their napkins to him because they're literally taking those home and people are being healed when they're touching their sick with the handkerchiefs and napkins. That's how much power was in St. Paul. That's how much he had. The Jewish exorcists became jealous of this. So what did they start doing? They started in their own prayers calling on the name of Jesus when they're in their exorcisms. And the devil starts speaking in their exorcisms and says, I know Jesus, I know Paul, but I don't know you. And I just think, how powerful is that? How powerful is the name of Jesus? How powerful is our faith? You know what's always been so interesting to me is how you know our faith is true. Because sometimes people will question the Catholic faith and they'll say, well, there's Muslims and there's Protestants and there's all these different people. Like, how do we know that we're true? This is how we know we're true. That when someone is possessed, they don't go to the Jews, they don't go to the Muslims, they don't go to the Protestants, they call a Catholic priest. When someone is possessed and they need that person to be set free, they call a Catholic priest. There's power in our faith. That's real. That's deep. And we have to receive that. We have to believe in that. And I think one of the beauties of our faith, one of the powerful things of our faith, is Saint Joseph. Saint Joseph himself is powerful. One of his titles is Terror of Demons. That means that the demons are afraid of Saint Joseph. The demons are terrorized by Saint Joseph because of the power that he holds. As I was just praying before this, like, what is our word and what can we really learn from Saint Joseph? Because there's so many beautiful traits and characteristics and names that are given to Saint Joseph. And something that just came to mind very clearly in front of the Eucharist was when we look at St. Joseph, I think what the Lord wants us to learn today is to not give up. Don't give up. That's the easiest thing to do in our lives. That when life becomes difficult, when life becomes hard, it's easy to just give up, to be done, and to just give in to the world and to give in to sin and to give in to pleasure and to give in to whatever you want to call it, whatever you want to name it. And St. Joseph teaches us to not give up. From the very beginning, when he finds out that Mary is pregnant, and he doesn't know how Mary became pregnant, and he's deciding in his mind, in his heart, to put her away silently so that he doesn't shame her. He could have easily given up in that. St. Joseph could have very easily given up and said, I can't deal with this. I can't handle this. I can't do this. What happens? He goes to sleep. He has a dream. And the angel of the Lord tells him, "Do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for what's been conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit." And what does he do? He wakes up and he takes her as his wife. He doesn't give up. Now, after that, there's many more moments that St. Joseph could have given up. Just think, for example, of St. Joseph trying to find a place for Mary to have this child. All the doors are being shut on him. We have no room. There's no room. There's no room in this inn. There's no room in this hotel. There's no room for Jesus to be born. And St. Joseph could have easily given up right there and said, "Mary, I'm going to leave you here. I got my own things to do back home. I got work. I got people calling me, people waiting for me. I can't deal with this." And he could have easily given up. But he doesn't give up. He keeps knocking and searching for the place. He finally, Jesus comes, he's born, and St. Joseph goes back to sleep. I don't know what's going on with his dreams, okay? He goes back to sleep, and in another dream, he's warned that people are coming after Jesus, and that they're going to take his life. That people are looking for this child. King Herod is looking for this child, and he wants to take his life. And in the dream, he's told, "Go to Egypt." Hey, Egypt? Maybe like the city over or the town over, but Egypt. Habibi, they didn't have Teslas back then, okay? Everything was by foot. He's told, "Go to Egypt." Saint Joseph could have easily given up right there. And he could have said, "You know what, Lord? This is too much for me. I've done all of these things for you, and now you're telling me to go all the way to Egypt." And he could have easily given up. But we know that he didn't. Saint Joseph didn't give up. But he kept moving, and he kept being obedient to the Lord. I think this is the very thing we can learn from him. Especially in our Lent. Like, if you're like me and you've had cake every day for the last 4 days, okay? And if your Lent has just been kind of rough, it can be very easy right now to just give up. And to say, "You know, this Lent was horrible, this Lent was terrible, and I'm just going to restart next year." We can't give up. Or maybe it's your marriage, or maybe it's your family, or maybe it's a relationship, or work, or school that is so difficult and hard, and taxing, and emotional, and draining, and we just want to give up. St. Joseph would say, "Don't give up. Continue to follow the Lord. Continue to live for the Lord." And so, my brothers and sisters, we need to ask and beg St. Joseph for that grace of perseverance, that grace of strength, and that's the power that he has. Like, where in our lives do we just desire to give up? Where do we just desire to just be done and be over it? And ask St. Joseph for that power. Ask him for the grace and the strength to say, "St. Joseph, keep me moving. Keep me moving and walking and living for the Lord, because I can't do it by myself." And so we ask all of this through the intercession of St. Joseph, and that we would recognize the power that we hold in our faith, the power that we're about to experience right now at this altar. Like, everything we could ever need is right here. You want power, you want strength, it's right here. And we're about to receive him, and we're about to walk away with new strength and new life. None of this would have been possible without St. Joseph. And that's what we give thanks for today. That because of his yes, because of his willingness to never give up, we can sit in this church and celebrate his son, Jesus. We ask this all through his intercession and through his power. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.